Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Talking some more Penn State football. Dustin Hawkins with here. Tyler Donahue from Land of 10 joins us right now. We're going to talk about a little bit recruiting. Corey Bold's leaving. Some other odds and ends. Tyler, one of the better, more thorough recruiting guys in particular out there over the past, what's it been, year and a half, 2 years? How long have you been at Land of 10?
Been with Land of 10 for about a year and a half, and then it was 3 years on the recruiting beat on the national coverage scene with Bleacher Report before that. So, yeah, a little more laser-focused in here in Happy Valley.
But I think people started to get spoiled by your daily briefings. It's something that a lot of people are doing really good work in this arena, but what struck me about you is it just never stopped. You know, there was always something new, a new way to look at things, new comments from players, and people appreciated that. Clearly, you know, Land of 10 makes a decision, what is it, by June 30th, that they're going to close the doors there. And that became very public, and what I noticed was a little bit of an outpouring for you, a little bit of support of the job that you did, and almost made me think, like, where was this earlier? You know, why did I not hear about this earlier?
Yeah, no, I can't say enough about the reaction from these Penn State fans who have really embraced me, you know, and my wife, you know, coming to town, and you know, their reaction was obviously, you know, they're bummed. I know a lot of them would like to see me stay. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, you know, I'm it's a two-way street. I'm glad they appreciate the work I've done, and I appreciate them. And, now I'm one of many, you know, talented journalists that are impacted by this decision to close Land of 10, SEC country, and our diehards network. So I don't have time to feel sorry for myself, and we'll keep at it with Penn State coverage of Land of 10 through the end of this month. But obviously, I'm also wearing the hat of an impending free agent, so I'm looking to handle my business there too.
Anything you're working on in particular? Is there any prediction that Penn State people will see you beyond June 30th?
Well, you know, I can't promise that, you know, that I'm going to be here in Happy Valley, you know, into the season and beyond, but I can say it's definitely a possibility. I've had some conversations, you know, about potentially returning to a more larger scope of the college football recruiting coverage, which I've done in the past. And I've also had conversations about maybe returning to, you know, the other end of the spectrum and maybe potentially going back to a university. You know, I've had history working in a Division I recruiting department. That's some of my earliest professional experience, and the door's open for that too. So, but I don't think college football fans are quite done with me yet.
That's a good way to put it. Well, let's talk some football, and I want to get into recruiting stuff. Obviously, it's a hot time for Penn State in particular to be talking about recruiting, but you know, a Jersey guy just Sunday night announced Corey Bold that he was going to transfer. You got any thoughts or feelings about what's behind that or what Penn State's losing there?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the thought was that at least one of these redshirt freshmen defensive tackles you thought had a nice chance to have a big season this year, a breakout season. Damian Barber, Corey Bold, Fred Hansard, and you thought maybe one, you know, could be buried a little bit on the depth chart. I don't know the details here, what's going on personally. I do know that Corey Bold's respected in that locker room, and I do know, having covered him, you know, in New Jersey for a couple of years, you know, he was, you know, kind of like the little brother to Rashawn Gary. They played on the defensive line together at Paramus Catholic, and a lot of people were excited about Corey Bold. He was a late addition to Penn State's class, and, you know, we'll see where he ends up now. Definitely wish him well, but, you know, I guess this sorts things out a little bit when you look at this defensive tackle depth chart. You see Damian Barber. You see PJ Mustafa on campus. He was walking around facilities on Saturday during a camp session. Fred Hansard looking to make a big move. So, Corey Bold's departing the program certainly doesn't mean that Penn State is desperate for young defensive tackles. They have a nice stockpile in place.
PJ Mustafa, I've been sort of beating the drum that he is the kind of prospect who can defy conventional norms and maybe crack that rotation as a true freshman. Are you seeing that too? I don't think that this is related necessarily to Corey Bold, but it, kind of in the same conversation. Can he play right away?
Yeah, I mean, I've been beating that drum too myself for several months. You know, really what kind of convinced me that, you know, I was buying in on potentially PJ Mustafa playing early was, his mental makeup. That's really, you know, our first conversation. You know, he gave me plenty of time on the phone, and we talked about a lot of stuff beyond football, and became very aware that this is not just an athlete. This is a guy who has a plan for his future. You know, he actually, you know, he talked about writing up a report on CTE and talking about still knowing the risk that he is so dedicated to football that he was willing to, you know, take it as far as he could. And just a well thought out young man, a guy who had, you know, tremendous success on the wrestling mat, back to back state championships. And he told me before he got to campus that he was in the best shape of his life. Considering what we've seen the Penn State, strength and conditioning staff do with a lot of these guys, that sets the stage for probably an impressive looking guy for the next few years in Happy Valley. And I do think because of his maturity and because of that physical makeup and where he is, from an athletic standpoint, you know, he's going to have a chance to push some of these veterans and, you know, don't sleep on PJ Mustipher. But, if we learned anything last year, it's that James Franklin, you know, he's not going to force freshmen on the football field. We didn't see any of them start in 2017, and only three freshmen played. So it would obviously be a pretty big feat if PJ Mustipher is able to make his way into Sean Spencer's rotation.
It's hard to find a more sleek 300 pounds than that. That's my first thought. My second thought is I cover high school wrestling here in Pennsylvania, and I think it's impossible to win two state championships anywhere, I don't care what level, in that sport and not have good mental makeup. I think the two go hand in hand.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking about that quest for a repeat. You're getting everybody's best. If you weren't already, you were getting everybody's best because they know they could make some noise, maybe catch some attention, get their name in the paper, you know, have a college coach, you know, perk up a little bit if they take down PJ Mustipher in a match. And so I'm with you. I mean, that requires some serious consistency and accountability. And, you know, it's worth mentioning PJ's older brother, is a veteran offensive lineman at Notre Dame. And I have to imagine that, you know, through that experience and seeing his brother go through that transition and come out the other side successful, probably that helps too. And as an older brother, younger brother relationship, I think this kid has the right package, you know, overall from everything to really be an effective player at Penn State and a guy that's really going to be, you know, a favorite in that locker room.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking some Penn State football and some recruiting with Tyler Donahue from Land of 10, PJ Mustipher, part of that 18 class, the 19 class. I'm interested in your thoughts on, just in a really general sense, why a school can go on such a hot streak like Penn State did. What is it about recruiting, whether it's the calendar? Because I know the calendar kind of funnels kids into commitment time periods, but why does a school like Penn State go on such a hot streak like this? Why does momentum like this exist in recruiting?
Yeah, well, I think sometimes you've got, you know, three or four guys who have grown close through the recruitment process, even if they don't live in the same area, and they kind of all on the same wavelength. Yeah, I think Penn State's a choice, but I don't know if I'm ready yet. You got one guy, you know, to take that plunge, that could encourage the others. And I think, you know, we heard a lot early in the spring from Penn State fans saying, you know, where are the numbers? Where are the commitments? And I kept trying to, you know, get them away from the panic button by saying, hey, with this new official visit schedule, just keep an eye on the second half of the spring. That's when you're going to see guys come off the board, make their decisions. And Penn State obviously was so well set up, you know, getting these guys on campus early in the spring, during the winter, many of them last season, their relationships were in place. Penn State recruits players as a staff. So hitting the road. And I just think in the case of a lot of these guys, whether it's Brandon Smith or Devin Ford or Tyler Rudolph, I mean, they had opportunities to go on official visits elsewhere and they decided to wrap things up, pick Penn State. And at the end of the day now, that momentum is up there with anybody in college football. You know, their class has tripled in a 15-day span from three players to nine players. And when you look at the caliber of athletes they're bringing in, you know, it just tells you James Franklin and his staff are continuing that role. And what we saw in 2018, just in case everyone was confused or anyone was kind of hesitant to buy into that class, it was not a fluke. I think Penn State has the ability to finish in the top 10 again for back-to-back years. And when you're finishing top 10 in recruiting on National Signing Day and you're finishing top 10 in the AP poll at the end of the season, that's a combination that very few programs can match.
I want to ask about this too, because this also plays into the 19 and the 18 classes too. How has Penn State become the dominant force in the state of Virginia. I know Penn State has always been there. I know Virginia kids. It's not anything new. But in terms of impact and number of high-end elite players going to Penn State, I can't really remember a two-year stretch where Penn State has done this well in that state.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, back-to-back years, it looks like, you know, you're going to sign two of the top three players. There's a chance Penn State maybe ends up with four of the top 10 players in Virginia this cycle. And I think it really is just dedication to you know, you're identifying a territory that you think is going to be consistently fertile with recruits and producing top talent. And then you just sink your teeth into the situation and you keep making sure your coaches go back to the same school. You keep checking in with the coaching staff. You know, because maybe you don't get the junior or the top rated senior there, but maybe you get the freshman or sophomore who's the next man up at that school because you've already created those relationships and you've already impressed the people you need to impress. And I will say, speaking with Ricky Slade and his parents, I had a chance to go down to Virginia this spring and sit with them for a little while and talk with them at their home. They said the one thing that really stuck out was Penn State coaches just consistently were coming through that door at CeeDee Hilton High School or visiting the home. And that made an impact because they said it wasn't just coming to talk about football. It was coming to talk about the person and getting to know each other and on both sides of that conversation. So I think it's just diligence and you're seeing Penn State do it. In Virginia, we've seen them, you know, take a ton of talent out of places like New Jersey and New England. And when you're able to be the recruiting destination right now, the hot recruiting destination in the Northeast, you can extend that realm down to Virginia. I mean, that is just a huge boost, and we're seeing it, you know, come to fruition with these commitments lately.
One last thing here. Got about 30 seconds or so. The rise of the linebacker is one thing that I'm watching close. Jesse Lucchetta, Micah Parsons, some others, but those two guys and then Brandon Smith in the 19 class, how exciting is the future of that position?
Yeah, I think all these guys are extremely special in their own way. Brandon Smith, 6'5", 220 pounds. I've heard him compared to Jadeveon Clowney by his high school coach. You've got Micah Parsons, who we all have talked about plenty of times. He has a superstar makeup. He could be, you know, a major component of Penn State, what they do. I think Jesse Lucchetta, to me, because of his leadership qualities, he has a kind of a face and voice of the defense possibility down the line. I could really see Lucchetta being, you know, a bit of the underrated star from such a talented 2018 recruiting class. And I think the sky's the limit when you talk about all these guys and their physical and mental makeups. Linebacker, the future looks pretty darn good.
I agree completely with all those things, including the thoughts on Jesse Lucchetta. As Tyler Donahue from Land of 10 joining us here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you.
All right, we're moving on. Ask Andy coming up right after this.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.